AP News. I'm Tim McGuire. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has signed the two articles of impeachment against President Trump, and the seven House managers have delivered them to the Senate. Pelosi says her actions are a message to Trump.
Make it be very clear that this president will be held accountable, that no one is above the law.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate is ready for the trial.
This is a difficult time for our country, but this is precisely the kind of time for which the framers created the Senate.
Tomorrow, Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts will be escorted into the Senate chamber, where he will be installed as the presiding officer over the trial. He will also administer an oath to the senators who will act as the jurors. The actual trial won't get underway until next Tuesday, when the seven House managers, led by California's Adam Schiff, make their opening arguments. NASA and NOAA say temperatures are going up.
Two U.S. science agencies said that 2019 was the second hottest year on record, and the decade that just ended was the hottest decade on record by far.
That's the AP's Seth Borenstein. Several scientists say the coming years will be even hotter. NOAA says parts of Europe, Asia, Australia, Africa, and South America had record high temperatures in 2019, as did Alaska, New Zealand, and New Mexico. And for the first time on record, Alaska's average annual temperature was above freezing. Houston school officials say a 19-year-old student was shot and killed yesterday at Bel Air High School, and a suspect was arrested some 3 hours later. Earlier, Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg said that the suspect is a 16-year-old student, and the shooting does not appear to have been intentional. Ogg says the two students were part of the Bel Air High School ROTC program. She says the shooter brought the gun to school but could not say whether it was an ROTC weapon. This is AP News. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says law enforcement has credible information on threats of, quote, armed militia groups storming our Capitol ahead of gun rights and anti-gun rallies in Richmond next week. Northam has declared a state of emergency, giving police the right to block streets heading into the Capitol and to ban all weapons, including firearms, from the grounds. Monday, which is Martin Luther King Day, is also Lobby Day in Virginia politics, during which advocates for a number of causes try to buttonhole lawmakers. It's also traditionally when pro-gun and gun control advocates hold separate rallies. President Trump and China's chief negotiator signed phase one of a trade agreement.
Our negotiations were tough, honest, open, and respectful, leading us to this really incredible breakthrough. Most people thought this could never happen.
The agreement left unresolved several issues, including Chinese corporate subsidies. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.